Okay, we are on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the bottom of the page, last line of Aval Dereisa. So we'll just recap where we're holding. So we have this Machloikis Reish Lakish and Ula in explaining the Braisa. And Reish Lakish, I'll explain this Braisa that we had, that the whole thing is Rabbi Yossi. And he makes the achilak between the before 3 days and after 3 days in Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, his shita is that when somebody makes things meiser, mafkir, he's mafkir, makes it hefker, it still really remains in his reshu, it's not really hefker, and therefore mikara din, it's not pater from trumas and meisers, that would be the nafkamina, until somebody takes it. Until somebody takes it, it's still really his. And so after 3 days, though, the Rabbanan made a takana that it is hefker. Why? So it's shalot tishtakach, the Torah's hefker. Why? Because if it remains his until somebody takes it, so a person's taking it will think that, oh, I'm not taking it from Meiser, I'm taking it from him, because he could have taken it back the whole time. So it's really like his, and I'm basically getting it from him. And therefore, it's not really getting it from Hefker, and the person's going to treat it as if it was never Hefker, which has its ramifications about Trumas and Meisers, from what's a Chiyuv, what's a Ptur, and therefore they're going to not realize there's something that this thing was, that it's after 3 days it's Hefker. So why before 3 days? Not before 3 days, they left it Mikara Din, that it is in Hefker, because of the Ramayim, they don't want people to say it's hefker and take it back right away, and to be pater from trumas and meisers, and therefore they left it according to Rabbi Yossi the ikar adin that it's not really hefker the first 3 days. Only afterwards they made it the kind of that it is hefker afterwards. That's Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so now the Gemara says, however, it's not so simple. Why? Because of aval midaraisa loy vehefker. Turn to Mem Dalet Amud Beis. V'dilma atile surei min achiyuv al aptur umin aptur al achiyuv. Okay, so what's the question? So there's a detailed Rashi here, because there's different ways of understanding the question. He takes it through one way, takes it through another way. So instead of explaining it outside, let's see it straight in Rashi. Okay, what's the Gemara's question? So Rashi says, Tekevan damar tekol shlosha yamim lo have hefker. So now, the first way he's explaining it is going on the first 3 days. Right, so he said again. So the first 3 days, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not really Mikara Din, he's leaving it as it is, that it's not Hefker, he can take it back. So, the Kevin Amar, since you say that that's the case, that the first 3 days is not Hefker, and Lomi Deraisa, Lomi Derabana, and that's how he leaves it, Mikara Din, and therefore it's not Pater from Trumas and Meisters. So the guy that mafkered it, he would have to litrum, you have to take truma from it, because it's regular, so that's not hefker. That's regular, as a regular chiyuv of taking truma. So savar mafkir vadai midiraisa have hefker, vehefker patur mila frushe mine truma sumaiser. We're worried the guy might make a mistake and think, yeah, okay, really midiraisa it is hefker, and really mikara din midiraisa therefore it's patur from truma sumaiser. The guys might think, but what elamidur rabbanan mechayev lefrushe mipnei amramayim? But it's just I'm sure it's just a rabbanan that I have to take over here. That's what a person might mistakenly think. And therefore, you can run into a problem. V'atul asure min achiyuv al aptur. So we're worried that he's going to be meiser min achiyuv, which is the thing that's really in front of. Because really, what's in front of him is not hefker. I mean, even midiraisa. So really, is mamish chayev to take trumas and meiser from? But he says, nah, it's only drabana. Whatever. He's going to treat it as if it's only drabana, and therefore he might be meisering from a chiyuv al aptur, because this thing in front of him is really a chiyuv. But he's not going to deal with it like that. He's going to deal with it as if it's only drabanan, like therefore it's like ptur. And therefore he's going to be meiser from what it really is, a chiyuv, on something which is pater, which you can't do. The dilma isle yatzitz sheinu nakuv. Because let's say he has a pot which has doesn't have a hole in it. And therefore midaraisa is not a chiyuv and trumas and meiser, it's only midrabanan.
And
because it's in a kli that has a base to it. The Amar Hai Mi Drabanan Hai Drabanan. So the guy's gonna say, again, he thinks it's only Drabanan. So since it's in the first 3 days, only Rabbanan says I have to take Truma. Okay, so I'll take this, which is Truma to Rabbanan, on my Yatzitz Eno Nakhu, which is also on me to Rabbanan, and therefore I'm taking from a Rabbanan, Rabbanan. I'm a Rabbanan, Rabbanan. No problem. Umafrish Mihai de Hefker, and he's gonna mafrish from the thing that he mafkered from, which in his mind was only the Rabbanan. Ahai Yatzitz Eno Nakhu, which is in his mind, is also not a Rabbanan. And we learn varimosa menu that you have to take from a chiyuv and a chiyuv, velo min a ptur al a chiyuv, and you can't take from a ptur on a chiyuv. Why? So the reason why they didn't allow you to take from something which is patur on to take truma from on that from something which is chayev, because it looks like you're pode, right? Because the thing you're taking from is not even chayev. So what are you doing? As if you're saying, well, this other thing here is chayev in truma, so I'll pode the truma on this thing, because this thing I'm taking is not chayev anything, so it looks like I'm pode that truma. He says, no such thing, you don't pode truma. You have to take truma from something which is chayev. Kedam zesh, a pode his hekdesho b'mos, by taking money and saying, okay, this money, I want the kedusha to go on to the money, and the thing to go out to chulin. It's just like what you're doing over here. I'm taking something which has nothing to do with the truma, it's pater, and I'm taking some off, and I'm saying, okay, I want the truma to go kilu on this thing that I'm taking off. So that's what it looks like. Therefore, you can't do that. The truma, my sir, ain't lampidyon lolam. There's no such thing. Hilchach afilu minachiyu, the girsa in Rashi, afilu minachiyu valachiyuv lo amru, delitram elo minamukam. Because of that, they're very careful, Rabbanan, even something from chayav, schivan chiyuv, you have to make sure it's minamukam, has to be right there, to make it clear that it looks like you are taking from everything that's in front, and not one onto the other. Mikomakom, im taram, mize alze, shalom minamukam. It's bidyevit. It is truma. Hoyel mizah. Hoyel is a lemaisa. But since zevis is chayavu. But you can't take from a ptur on the chiv. Lishna chreina. Okay, so that's one pshat in understanding the Gemara's question, and because we're dealing with the first 3 days. Now he says another lishna where you can explain the Gemara's question going on the after the 3 days. Lishna chreina that ima mart the mikan ve'elech ein yachol lachzorbo. Right? Remember, according to Rabbi Yossi, he held that after 3 days, that's where they made their takana, and they said that even though really it's not midaraisa hefker yet, because nobody took it, but they Rabbanan made it hefker, so lotish kenet loshish takach inyan of hefker. Okay, so ima mart mikan ve'elech ein yacholak zorbo, but the Rabbanan is havi hefker. Aval midaraisa lo havi hefker, right? Really, midaraisa really is chayev. The Rabbanan came along and said, no, because you don't want people to forget about hefker. But really, it isn't, and lo havi hefker, and if it really is chayev in trumas and meiser. So hashte nami ati mine chorba. Also here, it can come out to a bad thing. What is that? The high mafkir savara filamidaraisa have hefker. Because the guy that is being mafkirit, he might make a mistake again and think that it's not just the Rabbanan that they're machayev you over here, the druma, but it's savara midaraisa have hefker. It's really chayev midaraisa. The high the machayev truma zumaiser midarabananu. But he thinks it's midaraisa is really hefker, and it's only Rabbanan, they made me mechayev trumas over here. Ve'ati lafrushe min aptur anachiyuv, and therefore he might come to make a mistake and take from that which is pater not on that which is chayuv. In yanacher, dilma at lefrushe the other way, min achiyuv al aptur. De'im hayu mea kurin chamishim shel chiyuv v'chamishim shel ptur, he has in front of him 100 kurim, 50 is chiyuv and 50 is pater, v'hifrish min achiyuv al ptur kur, and he takes from the chiyuv on the ptur a kur, a whole kur, the hashta mafkele lahu kur mitoras achala v'atimine churba. Going to this girsa, the period goes over here. Right, meaning that's what we always have a problem. We're taking from, what's the problem taking from the chiyuv on the ptur? We're taking from the chiyuv on the ptur, so the thing you're taking extra, right? You have to take the extra truma from where you're taking from, because I'm taking chilu on also this other thing that I'm taking from the ptur. or I'm taking off from, I'm taking here from the Ptur. So, and not taking from what I'm taking from. So Mele, what I'm taking from remains Tevel. Because I didn't mafrish anything. I took from the Chiyuv on the Ptur. The Ptur is not Chayiv in anything. So therefore, what I took from the Chiyuv, but it was not Truma, because I was taking this from the Ptur, but the Ptur wasn't even Chayiv. So what I've taken in my hand is not Truma, it's just Tevel from the Tevel. And I go give this to a Kohen, and I makshil the Kohen, because I'm not giving him Truma, I'm giving him Tevel, and therefore you run into a problem there as well. Okay, anyway, so either way you learn it, whether it's going on, the problem is from the first 3 days, the problem is from the second, after the 3 days, you run into the difficulty, the danger of somebody being a meiser from the Ptur and the Chiyuv and the Ptur, because he's going to not understand what's going on over here, what's really the Reis, what's really the Rabbanan, etc. So that's the Gemara's question. What is the Gemara's answer? And our answer is, we don't have to worry about that. Why? De Amri Le, ki Masat Aser Mine Ube. Because we tell them that when you're meistering, just make sure you're meister from the thing itself. But the whole problem is here, the Chiyuv on the Ptur on the Chiyuv. So as long as you're taking meister just on that thing that he took, you don't have to worry. A Chiyuv, a Ptur, a Ptur, just take what it is. If it's a Chiyuv, it's a Chiyuv on the Chiyuv. It's a Ptur, a Ptur on the Ptur. It's taken only on itself. So therefore, we were telling Menachanami, don't go meistering from one thing onto the other, just meister the thing in itself, and therefore we don't have to worry about anything going wrong. Okay. Next, where it continues, the question on Reish Lakish. Mesave, Hamafgir es Karmo. Vilashachar Amad Uvatsu. So the guy had a kerem, had a vineyard, and he made it hefker. And then the next morning, he gets up early in the morning, and he starts harvesting. So mashma, like he was a chozer from the hefker, whatever, or he was once mizocha from the hefker. What happens? What's the din? So there's a chiluk. So chay b'peret v'ololos b'shicha v'peya. So these matnasanim, he has to give peres ola shicha peya, but pater mina meiser. Okay, as we'll see, Rashi explains that basically we're treating it as hefker, right? And hefker is pater from meiser, and that's why he doesn't have to. And Rashi is going to explain why there's sechiva peredolos and shicha peya. Why do I have to give these things? The meiser, we're treating it as if the meiser is really hefker. He made it hefker the night before. Next morning he's taking it vizocha from hefker, and therefore he's pater meiser. So why is he chayv and these other things? Rashi's going to explain. Okay, so let's just see the Rashi in the brayse. So meisave hamafkir is karmel shachar amadu batzro v'zacha be ihu atzmo. He took it himself. He mafkired it, but the next day came and he took it. So chayv aperetz va'ololos. So here he explains kamo misharkim, like any other kerem, you still have to leave these matnas anim. Upater mina meiser. The chashvina le hefker, because the meiser, he made it hefker. It's hefker, so he's taken from hefker. So he's pater from meiser. So now Rashi explains, so what's the difference? So why am I chayv in these other matnasim and then I'm only pater from meiser? So he says, because dichsiv be behuka says by them tazov yisera. It says by these other matnasim an extra tazov. Kinamrin rebaba kama and peraka gozel. Shiny parrot, dichsiv be tazov yisira, the Gemara says. There's an extra tazov, one time in Parshas Emor, achad in Parshas Emor elakonim, achad in Parshas Kedoshim tiyu. The mashma afilo the hefker chiv, a special limud, the Torah is telling us that even though it's hefker, you still have to give it. Because it says an extra time the word tazov. Aval meiser, it doesn't say it extra, just once, the luksibu tazov yisira, therefore it's pater midaraisa, it's only the rabbanan der mechayev the meiser, but midaraisa is pater. Okay, now what's the question? So bishlama leula derabanan ktani uderaisa ktani la ele reish lakish amai pater mina meiser. So the Gemara said, according to Ula, who learns, remember, the Braisa is all going like the Rabbanan, and Rabbanan held that if something's hefker, it's hefker, immediately goes out of his reshus. It doesn't stay in his reshus, so somebody else takes it, it's hefker, goes out of his reshus. So according to the Rabbanan, you can explain this brisa very nicely. The guy the night before said it's hefker. The next morning he takes it, it's patur. As soon as he says hefker, goes out of his reshus. And now he's taking it back. The Rabbanan made this gezeira because they didn't want to remind him to take it back. Yeah, but we could say that this brisa is going on a deraisa level, as the Gemara says. Right, the Raisa Ktanila. On the Raisa level, coin Rabbana, once you mafkir, that's it, it goes out of your shoes, it's hefker. And therefore, next day you take it, it's pater. And that's why it's pater for meiser. No problem. El Reish Lakish, amai pater mina meiser. But according to Reish Lakish, it's fair. Because he held that doesn't matter, the Raisa or Rabbana, and he held that the first 3 days stays, that it doesn't go out, doesn't become hefker, right? It remains in his reshus until somebody else takes it, whoever, but nobody else took it. He took it. So it never became hefker. So it shouldn't be chayven it shouldn't be pater mash, it should be chayven mice in mice. So it's a kasha Reish Lakish. Let's see it in Rashi. Bishlam aluula demokin lebraisa deleel dektani koshlo sheyamim yachol akzor bo. Demidaraisa have a hefker, afal gavdolo ati lirishu zochet, automatically is hefker, of a rabbanan who the amri dolo hefker ad de la achar shloshi yamim, ipne ramaim. It was only the rabbanan that they said that the first 3 days, you know, doing a person to just mafker it in order to be patzer meiser, but deraisa, it's right away hefker. Vahanami the tani bahachi patur mimaiser over here with the kerem vahave hefker deraisa kamar. So you can say very good. The brisa is talking about on deraisa level. Deraisa level he mafkered it. That's it. It goes out of rishus. It's patur. Avavi ravan and there's only chayv mivnei marimim. So that's fine. You can explain the brisa. El el reish lakish de okim la la brisa de la el alibed rabbi yosi de amar the gimel yamim lo have hefker afilu mi deraisa. Right, Rabbi Yossi's shita is for sure the 3 days. There's no deraisa nor it stays that it's not hefker the first 3 days. Even deraisa the rabbana ula achar gimel yamim lo have hefker. Even after it's only midrabbanan the gazer sloti shachachtoras hefker. So my batu lemachar. Because what's the case over here in the brisa? It says he made hefker the next day. Surely within 3 days. The next day already got up and he took it. So that's what does it say? In batzu lemachar pater mina meiser v'av am reyosi dafilu midrabanan lo ayavi efker ed lachar shloshi yamim. After 3 days only the rabbanan, but surely the first 3 days the reisa and the rabbanan it's not hefker at all. So why in the world would it be pater for meiser? So the Gemara answers amar lach yeah ki amri ana the Rabbi Yosi had rabbanan he. So he says, Enachanami, when I was saying Rabbi Yosi, I was talking about the other Bryce. Bryce we were talking about before. That is the sheet of Rabbi Yosi, that Bryce. But Enachanami, but I agree with you, says Reish Lakish, that over here, this Bryce is Enachanami, is a Rabbanan. This Bryce is a Rabbanan. I was talking about that Bryce. That Bryce over there is Rabbi Yosi. You could say the whole Bryce is Rabbi Yosi. But here, Enachanami, I'm agreeing that's a Rabbanan. Okay, let's see. Rashi, Amar lach Reish Lakish, ki amri ana le Rabbi Yosi. Avalhach diktani ulashachar hishkim. This price over here, when he gets up early and takes it ubatsru, that's a paterinim, right? So that's a nechanami. I agree. That's rabbanan. He the amri b'masnisin the laalter have a hefker. It's hefker right away, and therefore it's pater for meiser. Afal gav deloat lirshu zocha. Even though it doesn't come to the other person's reshus, that's shitas rabbanan. That it's hefker right away.